WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. This Saturday marks 11 months on the job for Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey.
Dr. Hussey at this week's A&M Faculty Senate meeting led off with an observation of how long he's held the interim post.
And before anyone asks this question, I will tell you that's 4 months longer than what I had anticipated serving when I was asked if I would accept the appointment.
Hussey says he intentionally stays away from any discussion of the presidential search, so far as excusing himself if he's in earshot of any conversation. He did share there's a good pool of candidates for Vice President of Student Affairs and expects the start of interviews to begin as early as next February. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Motorists in West Bryan were slowed to stop for more than 1 hour Tuesday night following a four-car crash that left six people with non-life-threatening injuries. The pileup took place just before 6 p.m. on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Rockwood, which is between Villa Maria and Traditions Drive. Three others were not hurt, including a driver from Mexico who was ticketed for not having a driver's license and failing to stay in his lane. More details are online at WTAW.com. For the second time in as many months, College Station police say scammers are using their phone numbers, threatening those they call.
When the person answers, they allege a variety of transgressions, whether it's unpaid taxes, a warrant, that their identity's been stolen, something to then elicit either personally identifying information from the victim or payment of some sort.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says those who receive suspicious calls should hang up and return the call to the number to determine the legitimacy of the caller. American Momentum Bank made a hefty donation to the Brazos Valley Food Bank's $4 million warehouse expansion project.
On behalf of American Momentum Bank, I'm proud to present this check for $250,000 in support of Because Hunger Won't Wait.
Frank Verisco, the bank's market president, encourages the community to also support the campaign this holiday season.
Food is a basic need. We must have it to thrive in our school, work, and it is necessary for an overall healthy livelihood.
The campaign's goal is to raise $1.5 million more dollars before next October. If the goal is met, they will receive a $500,000 challenge grant. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Local holiday festivities continue Thursday night in Northgate with the annual lighting of decorated trees on the promenade.
Each business adopts a tree and a Christmas angel from St. Mary's, and each organization decorates a tree, kind of in a theme that goes along with their business. This isn't your everyday Christmas tree decoration. We get some pretty creative stuff out there.
Northgate District Association Executive Director Chris Scotty says there's free surface parking as part of the yearly Northgate Wonderland program, which starts Thursday night at 6:30. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 45 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at the bottom of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ho, 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 ho. Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supply, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top-name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
Thanks for calling Toyota-thon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyota-thon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyota-thon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey? Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyota-thon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 1/5/15.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 10 minutes after. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's the weather.
High pressure is going to be moving, and that means our weather is going to be changing. Some cloudiness coming up out of Mexico today. So any sun gives way to increasing clouds, highs near 65. Cloudy tonight, there could be a shower. We're close to 50 overnight. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with the chance for a stray shower, 65. Lots of clouds tomorrow night. There could be a shower, lows near 50. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday with highs near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Normally visit with the mayor. She's over in Europe with the large group there is, at Bastogne. They're having, I guess, all the serious stuff is today. They've been partying and spending our tax money foolishly over there. No, not doing that.
Way to win friends and influence
people.
Yeah,
she can't hear me. Well, she could if she wanted to,
yes,
but anyway. That's right. Chuck Gilman's here this morning, though. Chuck is the deputy city manager at College Station. How you doing, Chuck?
Good, thank you.
This is your first visit here, right? On our show?
That I can remember.
Okay. Well, since that's the case, you have to take a quiz.
But Jay promised me you'd be gentle.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see. Okay. So this is a multiple choice quiz. And what we'll do is we'll let Kevin answer first, and then Patrick, and then you can answer. And you can share an answer with them if you want to. First question. Who invented the sport of volleyball in 1895? Was it William Morgan, James Naismith, Albert Spaulding, or William Hulbert? Was it Morgan, Naismith, Spaulding, or Hulbert? Patrick, quit that. You're Googling it. I know you are.
No, no.
All right, Kevin, what's your answer?
Hulbert.
All right, Hulbert.
Oh, he sounded quite confident.
He did, didn't he?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with Hulbert.
Okay. All right, Chuck?
I'll try Spaulding.
Okay, it's William Morgan, so it's 0-0-0. All right, all right. Number two, what song was the Billboard number one song in the week July 3rd, 1976? Was it Kiss and Say Goodbye by the Manhattans, Silly Love Songs by Wings, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, that's Elton John and Kiki D, and Afternoon Delight, the Starland Vocal Band. Chuck's probably too young. Well, I know, and I know Patrick's too young, but go ahead. Old guy, what do you say? Manhattans? Is it the Manhattans? Is it Wings? Is it Kiki D, or is it Starland Vocal Band?
I'm going to go with Wings.
Wings, okay. That's Silly Love Songs. Okay, Patrick?
Starland Vocal Band.
Okay, Afternoon Delight, Chuck?
Oh, Kiki D.
All right, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It's Silly Love Songs, but see, he's an old disc jockey. He'd know that, right? Yeah. I got that one wrong, as a matter of fact. All right, finally, what motion picture won the Best Picture Academy Award in 1939? Was it Stagecoach, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, The Wizard of Oz, or Gone with the Wind? 1939 Academy Award Best Picture, Stagecoach, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Wizard of Oz, or Gone with the Wind?
39?
Yep.
Gone with the Wind.
Okay. Patrick?
Oh, he sounds so confident. Stagecoach.
Okay. Chuck?
I would say Gone with the Wind.
All right, it's Gone with the Wind. There you go. And you're the winner, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah, no prizes
involved.
And I'm
over.
No, well, it's okay. You're young. So you
I never get
that.
To win nothing.
Yeah, you can say that. So that's right. Anyhow, so Chuck's here. Chuck's been, give us kind of a bio. Where are you from?
I grew up in East Texas, small town, north of Houston.
Okay.
Graduated from high school, did a tour of duty at the local community college, tried to save some money, transferred to A&M, got a degree in civil engineering, and then moved back to Houston to do work in consulting. Spent about 10 years there in the Houston area.
What kind of consult? Was it city-related consulting type work?
It was civil engineering.
Okay.
And so we were primarily working on design and construction projects for water and wastewater facilities, utility extensions, that sort of thing.
Right.
So.
Okay, and then your history with the city of College Station?
Came to work for the water department. Fortunate enough to work for David Coleman there in the water department as an assistant director. Spent a very short time there and moved to the director of capital projects, focused on effective and efficient delivery of the city's infrastructure projects, more of a project manager of project managers. And after Mark Smith retired, we looked to reduce our budgets and provide some consolidation, and so I took over Public Works, the operations piece, and also kept the project side. So it felt a lot like getting a second job.
Mm-hmm. Now, and you mentioned your first job, which was pretty interesting, and that was your job in contractor overseeing those projects, kind of push those forward to make sure they were moving, because it costs you money if you don't get finished on
absolutely.
Time.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's been one of the things that's been important. So now you oversee a whole bunch of things. There's public works, there's parks, there's planning and development services, and there's utilities. Let's start with public works, I guess. From that standpoint, tell me how this city has progressed and the challenges that you see coming on in the next 4 or 5 years.
The department as a whole has progressed quite a bit. We've taken a pretty strong approach to asset management, really trying to understand what do we have in the field, what sort of preventive maintenance do we need to be doing on a regular basis, and then trying to do a better job of scheduling that preventive maintenance.
Okay, now does that include roads as well?
It does. It includes primarily streets, drainage, our traffic signs, and traffic signals. The other half of Public Works is really operational, and that's our fleet management, facilities management, and then sanitation. Of course, everyone looks forward to having their trash picked up at least once a week.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, obviously, the citizenry doesn't like tax increases, but you had your first tax increase for the city of College Station. Obviously, this is something that will give you, I guess, a little more ability to do some of these things, especially, again, roads. Those seem to be things that as a community, we see the roads that need to be fixed. So how do you prioritize those projects?
You know, we really stepped back a few years ago and took a quantitative approach to this, and we had a local consulting firm, a local engineer that focuses in soils and pavement, help us to develop a pavement rating system. So we actually have a score for every single street in the city, and we take a look at its existing condition and its use. So if it's a neighborhood street and it scores a 70, compared to a major arterial that scores a 70, it's best for us to reinvest our maintenance dollars into the major arterial because it provides more use and greater use to the entire community. So we prioritize those based on condition and also based on use. And
okay. Chuck Gilman joined us this morning. He is the deputy city manager for the city of College Station. Okay, moving on to parks. This has been a very important project and a very important part of College Station. And had a bigger budget in years past. Now, and again, of course, all these things that we're talking about in College Station, you had to do some cutting back. But now, as you're rebuilding that budget, tell me where parks is as far as a priority in acquisition of new parkland and as the city continues to grow.
The city continues to grow, obviously, and we do get new parks that come online as part of development. We have parkland dedication fees, or we have small neighborhood parks that, are dedicated to the city through the development process. But we're also looking out on the southwest side of town for another large regional park. We have Veterans Park up in the northeast part of the city, and so we are looking for more of a large regional park to serve the southern end of the community, and those are ongoing efforts. We want to find a good piece of land that's going to provide enough space for us to provide a variety of activities out there, but we don't want to pay a premium for the property either, because sure, it's just for recreational use.
Talk to me about what kind of coordination you're trying to do with the school district, if any, when it comes to parks.
We do coordinate with parks and the school district, as well as with Public Works on a variety of fronts, especially as they're building new campuses. Many times with their new elementary schools, we'll partner with them and utilize some common property for a park and also for their playground facilities. This was also done over at Creek View, if you remember, off of Eagle. They constructed an elementary school probably 6-7 years ago, and we own some property contiguous to theirs. And so there's some shared use. We have what is officially our property that we maintain, and it's more of a passive park and some play structures, and then they have some property in the floodplain that we also use as practice fields and athletic fields. So we try to partner as much as possible so we don't provide redundant facilities.
Sure. Chuck Gilman joining us this morning. He's the deputy city manager. Planning and development. Obviously, everybody's watching this happen, and they see it in their neighborhoods almost no matter where they are in College Station. And that's probably the one area, I guess, where you get a lot of feedback.
We do. We do. We're working very hard in planning and development services to not only lay out a plan for the city, and then do our very best to try to follow that plan. Growth is inevitable, change is inevitable, but we would like to try to provide a path forward, a reasonable path forward, so that the change is not too disruptive.
You know, again, one of the fascinating areas to me is Tower Point, because this is a brand new center. This is not buildings that existed before that are having to be repurposed or being repurposed. And you really don't know the end result, what it's going to be or what the future holds. And so, I mean, you're kind of having to use a crystal ball, but as you do that, do you try to maybe make the streets a little bit wider, things that maybe you weren't doing 5 or 6 years ago when it came to development and planning?
Yeah, and Tower Point's a unique development, and this is one that I think was on the horizon 7 or 8 years ago when the city extended Decatur and Arrington through that area, and then obviously the big anchor, HEB, came in first, and you're beginning to see more and more smaller centers and smaller
But you didn't know what was going to be there.
That is correct. That is correct. And unfortunately, we don't have that crystal ball. So knowing what will come in and who will buy that tract and how it will develop and what is the land use, i.e. the traffic patterns and how much parking they're going to need. Now, we do have standards in place that will suggest for a given use you need this much parking, but as I think you mentioned previously, there's a restaurant right across from a childcare facility. So much like traffic around our elementary schools, there's a peak demand for traffic in front of that facility at 7 to 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then again in the afternoon. So trying to predict what some of those uses will be and the impact to our transportation network, to sidewalks, to multimodal transportation, it is a challenge.
So let's talk now utilities. Obviously, that is something that most everybody sees. They're reminded, good and bad, every month when they open up their utility bill or get it via email. I guess right up front, let's roll it out there. Are we looking at any kind of rate increases in the next year?
Not that I'm aware of. And you know, we need to get into our budgeting process. We typically start on the capital project budgeting piece a little earlier in the year than the operations, and we're about to start up. And a lot of the rates are being driven by our capital plan and what we foresee in design and construction needs as the city grows through development. Most of the time, the developers will design and construct those assets, water, wastewater, and then they will dedicate those over to the city for maintenance and operation. But there are some needs that the city is looking at for expansion of capacity. Obviously, if a developer is designing and constructing a residential neighborhood, we don't expect them to go out to the water well and drill us a new water well or add pumping capacity at the pump station. So there's some large regional community-wide projects that we have completed in the past, and through our master planning process and water and wastewater, we continue to keep an eye on those needs.
Well, so people understand, I mean, you are restricted as to the area of service by College Station Utilities. I mean, by law, you can't go out beyond certain areas. So what kind of challenges do you see in the future as you hit those limitations geographically, yet the city continues to grow?
Well, we do have some neighboring utilities, and there's a lot of cooperation that takes place between City of Bryan, College Station, Welburn SUD, and even Texas A&M, especially on the potable water side. That's a very valuable resource, and so there's a lot of cooperation and coordination that takes place there. Now, our biggest challenge right now is some of the older areas of town, keeping up with the rehab. Some of those existing utilities that were in the ground very near the campus had reached the end of their useful life. So we have a pretty aggressive utility rehab program. We'll go into those older neighborhoods and replace those old lines that are no longer meeting the needs of the neighborhood and or don't provide adequate fire flow. So,
well, of course, Northgate is a nightmare as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the population density has just been almost geometric, and doesn't seem like it's going to end. I mean, we're about to put a new facility in where the old City Hall, the Cafe XL, used to be. That's going to increase the density. And, you know, those streets are a finite size and a finite ability.
Mm-hmm. And Northgate is a challenge in so many areas. And this is a district where I believe we're really experiencing growing pains. We have a long-term plan and a long-term vision for a fairly dense urban area with a limited amount of on-street parking, but primarily structured parking. And you'll see a lot of those new residential developments that are providing their own structured parking. So the vision is coming to a realization, but it's taking some time. And we're having growing pains along the way, but we're seeing interest throughout the entire district for more density, higher buildings. And with that is going to become limited parking. But ideally, if the district develops out the way that is envisioned, it's close enough to campus. It's primarily students that will be living in those areas. So if it develops as planned, we'll hopefully be taking cars off the road because students will be living in Northgate and then walking and biking to campus. And so that will kind of become their hub of activity, whether it's, you know, where they live and where they shop and where they eat, et cetera.
Yeah, so that'll be the domain. You've got Traditions, you've got the Rise, you've got the Stack. Those are all there. So those are our high-density areas. What other areas in the city of College Station do you see that could be potential high-density areas in the years to come?
You know, we're continuing to work with the medical district plan and working with, there's two different districts over there. One is more or less existing and one is kind of a green field. And And there is a long-range vision and a plan for some of that to become very dense, but it'll probably be more dense with business and medical-related activities, not so much multifamily. So I really believe that given the size of the university as it is today and then where they're going with their growth plans, that we'll probably continue to see growth in the Northgate area.
Chuck Gilman joining us this morning as the Deputy City Manager at College Station. Obviously, the bond committee going to have a group of things that they'll be considering. What's the Santa's wish list from you as far as bond is concerned?
Oh, we have a long list. We'll be making a presentation to the council on December the 18th that kind of highlights some of the needs that staff has identified. Obviously, the council is assembling this committee because they want their input, they want their support and their ideas, and the council also has a very sound technical staff that has a good handle on what our needs are for transportation facilities and parks. And so we'll make a presentation on those. But, there will probably be a pretty big push for transportation and mobility. We are working to implement what we call the ITS Master Plan, which is an Intelligent Transportation System Master Plan. And again, this kind of goes back to our whole asset management approach to public works and understanding what we have in the field. A lot of the technology and equipment we have in the field at our traffic signals are antiquated. It's 1980s, 1990s technology. So we need to update what's in the cabinets. We need to update what we have back in our server rooms. And then with that, give us the ability to make changes when necessary from the office. So what kind of image you might have of a transportation center in a major city, not nearly to that scale, but to give us some ability to make controls and adjustments from the office if there's an accident, if there's a big sporting event, like maybe a couple Saturdays in the fall.
That could happen.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So transportation will be one. There's only so much we can do on the operations side. We continue to see growth at the south end of town, so we will continue to need to expand some of our thoroughfares and provide more infrastructure to carry more people.
Long ago, I had a city official tell me that if we had let people hold us down, we'd still have wagon ruts out there to get from point A to point B. We talk usually about cars, but you were right in the middle of a meeting that had to do with trains earlier this week, and that's closing Wade Road and Straub Road, which is out by runoff of Welborn Road. Union Pacific wants to close those down. Tell me how that impacts the city if that does happen, because at least from the things that I tend to hear, this seems like a deal that the Union Pacific feels like is the best thing to do. So how does that impact the city if those are closed?
It's not actually in the city limit, but it is extremely close to the city limit. It's interesting, if you look at Greens Prairie Trail as it extends from Welborn Road over to Arrington Road, there are two segments of that road that are county maintained because they're in the county, and there's three segments that are city maintained because of their city. So it has a big impact on all of our residents. And you know, I don't want us to look necessarily at where's the property line, where's the boundary line, because we coordinate with the county and the school district to focus on what's best for the community. So it does have an effect on the residents that live and work in College Station and also in the county. I know it also affects the residents that live on the other side of the railroad tracks that use those two access points to get out of their neighborhood in the morning, to get to work, to get to school, to get to sporting events. So it does have a big impact, but you know, what we're trying to do is look long term. And as the city continues to grow to the south, and as the county faces their own challenges with residential development in our ETJ, and the density that they're seeing, transportation mobility will continue to be an issue. And I think what TxDOT, the county, and UP have proposed is an alternative that would allow those two crossings to be closed, and they would extend Greens Prairie Trail straight across the railroad tracks over into INGN Road.
Well, the problem is that I guess y'all looked at when the question of annexing Welborn came in is the transportation, because you know that people are going to need to, they're not going to stop in Welborn, but they're going to pass through Welborn. They're going to get from point A to point B. And again, as you say, they're used to going over those railroad tracks to be able to get to Welborn Road to get to work. And kind of give me an idea of what the feeling was at the meeting from your view.
There were some local residents that live in those neighborhoods that were upset. There's some folks over there that have small businesses. There's a gentleman that owns a rental facility and But it's primarily residential. And there was a lot of concerns about safety with the sidetrack and being able to get emergency response vehicles back to the neighborhood. And so there was a lot of concerns that were being raised. I think the judge and the representative Andrew from the railroad did a very good job of answering many of those questions. In the end, it is change. It is something different. But if you've ever driven out that way and attempted to turn onto or off of Straub from Welborn Road headed southbound, it is dangerous. And when there is a train that is passing at the track, that traffic queues up back into Welborn Road. It has no other place to go. So the siding, the track siding, the second track, the parallel track that UP is proposing, although probably not really wanted by many of the people out there because it will mean an increase in train traffic. But I think what the county is trying to do in coordination with TxDOT is to provide a much more safe and efficient access point into that area on the west side of the tracks by signalizing that intersection. And long-term growth, as the county continues to grow in density and the city continues to grow to the south, that'll become a much more efficient intersection, certainly safer than it is today.
Sure, and we probably need to have the judge in, obviously, to talk about that. Chuck Gilman is the deputy city manager. Is there anything else we didn't cover this morning you'd like to chat about?
I think that's most of it.
Okay, well, at least for now.
And at least for now.
It's always changing, that's for sure. Thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate that.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
We normally visit with the mayor, so Chuck stood in for the mayor today. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The joys of Christmas. A newspaper columnist named John McHenry believed that singing Christmas carols is truly one of the joys of Christmas, and he wanted to start a campaign to see that the custom never died out. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you, and we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time, 822-5756, or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Columnist John McHenry, afraid that the custom of Christmas caroling may be in danger, wrote, "I would like to start a campaign for this season of the year, one that I believe is eminently worthwhile, a campaign to preserve Christmas caroling. I remember how much a part of Christmas caroling used to be, not the organized choir kind, complete with written music and hours of rehearsal. No, sir. I mean the kind where you got a group together on a cold, wintry night, bundled up and went from house to house singing just because you wanted to sing all the grand old carols, because it was Christmas time again. Caroling is indeed one of the great joys of Christmas."
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie KubotaDealers.com.
Out of Jordan Green. Green says something to Caruso on the baseline. A pass to Caruso. Drives inside. Kicks it to House. House lets go with a three. Hit it! It's now 6-1. It's Texas A&M. Early on in the game, the Aggies pretty good against Baylor at one point with 13:39 to go. They were up by 8, but they end up losing the game last night in Waco by a final score of 77-63. Not a lot of highlights for A&M. Couple of players went double-figure scoring. Courtney Roberson had 11 to go along with 3 total rebounds, and then Alex Robinson playing off the bench had 11 points, did chip in with a couple of assists. Alex Caruso, not a big scoring night, 5, but he had 7 assists in the game. And Baylor again wins it 77-63. Baylor now moves its record to 8-1. They are undefeated at home. They're 5-0. And for the Aggies, the 5-game losing winning streak came to an end by losing that game. They're now 6-2. A&M is at home at Reed coming up on Saturday, beginning at 4 o'clock. The women play at 1:30. The men play at 4. Our broadcast on this station will start on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Ben, the holidays are upon us. You'll be with people you haven't seen in a long time and people you've never met before. Impressing these people is important to you. Be among the men in the know who schedule a trip to Sonny's Barbershop as a part of their preparations. Nobody knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. They're experts in improving your appearance by improving your haircut or transitioning you to a cut that's trending. When you leave holiday get-togethers, you'll know you made a good impression. Learn what a difference a Sonny's haircut makes. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
Today, if you use the business networking site LinkedIn, you better have your guard up. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. While you're busy making your list and checking it twice, criminals are hard at work trying to steal your identity and take your money. Here's former Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Every gift we buy at the mall, in a store, or online increases our risk of identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you.
Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It goes beyond just monitoring ATM and credit card transactions. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Give yourself the gift of peace of mind this holiday season. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841. Network does not cover all transactions. LinkedIn is the website where 260 million professionals network, seek career opportunities, and endorse each other's skills. It's a huge site that hackers and scammers are now flocking to in order to steal your money, passwords, or worse. Recently, I've received LinkedIn requests to network with some really big-name national talk show hosts. Now, I know these people by name, but we've never done business together. It smelled scammy, and after research, well, they didn't really send little old me a LinkedIn request. Malicious people are setting up bogus profiles to access all your LinkedIn data. Then they use it against you. You might get a phone call from someone in IT who supposedly needs to know your password. An alleged manager sends you a spreadsheet or other file. Once you download it, you have a password-stealing Trojan right on your machine. So watch out. They're after you. Get more security alerts and tech news at commando.com. KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time, 8:38. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey was the guest speaker at this week's Faculty Senate meeting.
Well, Dr. Hussey noted this Saturday marks his 11th month on the job, 4 months longer than he expected. He has intentionally stayed away from the ongoing presidential search.
I purposely stayed out of those discussions, and I really can't. There's probably some in this room that know a lot more than I do. I've been around in various meetings where people have started talking about it, and I've actually walked off and gone the other way. So, but I, like you, hope it moves forward at a rapid pace.
Hussey says the search for A&M's next vice president of student affairs has reached the point of holding candidate interviews as soon as next February.
I did speak with the chair of the committee the other day, and it looks like there's a good pool of candidates, and we'd be moving forward with that.
A wide-ranging update included preparing for next year's legislative session and issues facing students, employees, and the College Station Bryan community. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An unlicensed driver from Mexico began a four-car crash in West Bryan Tuesday night. Police say he was one of three who escaped injury. Six others received medical treatment at local hospitals for injuries that were not life-threatening. Traffic on Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Villa Maria and Traditions Drive was affected for more than 1 hour. One of the other drivers caught in the wreck was pinned after his car was hit head-on. He and two passengers were hospitalized, as were two children in the backseat of another car who were 2 and 4 years old. All nine in the four cars were wearing seatbelts. More details are online at WTAW.com. Scammers are again using College Station Police Department phone numbers to call and make threats. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a variety of threats are made if potential victims don't pay or provide personal information.
What's concerning to us is, one, first and foremost, we don't want anyone to become victimized and suffer identity theft or lose any finances. That's our first and foremost priority, but we also certainly don't want anything that will be detrimental to the trust relationship that we have with our community.
Flieger says police and municipal court will call for some things, but will not make a threat.
We certainly, under no circumstances, would we call up, threaten immediate arrest, other consequences such as deportation, expulsion from school, levying of taxes, any number of other threats.
In the past week, Flieger says College Station dispatchers have fielded dozens of inquiries from potential victims. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is one donation closer to meeting its goal for the Because Hunger Won't Wait campaign.
American Momentum Bank's Frank Farisco presented a check for $250,000 Tuesday, one of the largest gifts the food bank has received.
The Brazos Valley Food Bank not only helps individuals and families in our area with access to nutrition, our nutritious meals, they go the extra step in regularly reaching out to children, seniors, and those needing emergency support, so thousands of hunger-plagued residents can live better and be better prepared to get on their feet.
If the campaign raises the remaining $1.5 million by next October, it will be granted a $500,000 grant from the Maybe Foundation out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. More information on the campaign is on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The fourth annual Northgate Wonderland tree lighting ceremony is Thursday night.
We've seen in the past bottle-themed, plastic bottle, of course. The Conventioners Visitors Bureau usually does something with hotel keys. They make ornaments out of hotel keys. We've seen beer boxes created into ornaments or made up to look like gifts. All kinds of crazy stuff.
Northgate District Association Executive Director Chris Scotty says businesses and organizations adopted trees on the promenade and contributed gifts that will be distributed by St. Mary's Catholic Church.
We actually just got some great news from St. Mary's. They actually ran out of Christmas angels. So we are going to be doing a donation, a financial donation, from our member businesses that didn't get trees yet.
Thursday's program, which starts at 6:30, also includes singing carols and enjoying refreshments. There's also free surface parking. WTAW News Time is 8:42. It's 47 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jujitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor, because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill and how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
It's 8:43, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders. In foundation repair for over 30 years, that's anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is going to be moving, and that means our weather is going to be changing. Some cloudiness is coming up out of Mexico today. So any sun gives way to increasing clouds, highs near 65. Cloudy tonight, there could be a shower. We're close to 50 overnight. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with the chance for a stray shower, 65. Lots of clouds tomorrow night. There could be a shower, lows near 50. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday with highs near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This has already been announced, but just in case you didn't know, the Time Magazine Persons of the Year are the Ebola fighters. They've won the award.
I was wrong.
Are they going to wrestle for the? Are they going to have to like Indian leg wrestle for the award?
Only if they do it in those
hazmat
suits. Yeah.
That kind of restricts your breathing, doesn't it? I mean, your movement. Can you do that?
And imagine the terror if one of those pops.
Oh yeah, you know you're right. That could be horrible. Okay. Did we finish the story about the? I don't know that we did. I think Ben hijacked the show again this morning. Did we finish the story about the vending machine?
Yeah, no.
We didn't. All right. We'll get that done before the end of the show
because I have a way to save them a few thousand dollars.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. You're going to tell us or you going
to Yeah, I'll tell you when we do the story.
Okay. All right. Winter's coming. So, of course, what's really important is that HBO's Go standalone service is well on its way to be able to come to a TV near you. HBO is working to launch its new standalone streaming service in April, hoping it will be ready in time for the upcoming season of Soap Opera with Swords. The fifth season of Soap Opera with Swords is expected to premiere April 2015. HBO announced in October that the company would be launching their standalone streaming service, one that would not require customers to have a cable subscription, although details were limited.
Game changer.
That's true.
That allows you to select instead of being told what you can and can't have.
Will make a difference. That's and cable companies have for years fought the a la carte thing. And the reason is the old chicken poop and ice cream thing, you know? You mix those two together and you don't mess up the chicken poop, but sure mess up the ice cream. And so what they have to do is they have to offer a broad number of things. And so you understand, and I think most people do, that the way ESPN makes some of their money is that the cable companies have to pay them for each subscription that they have. And then they get into all that dickering about stuff. And I think it was, who was it most recently? CBS was having a problem with Dish, you know, having to do with, you know, they want for every subscriber, they want to make a few cents. And if you look at the price list, for instance, of what Suddenlink has to pay, you know, the price for ESPN is more than it is for the Rafnan Network, you know, whatever. That network you didn't even know you had.
The Rafnan Network?
Yeah, the Rafnan Network, which, you know. But that's what it's all about, and it's supply and demand. And so that's why they didn't want to do the a la carte, because then you end up with a bunch of them that would be unfunded channels, basically, and they'd have to be dropped off. So we'll see. So would you be interested in a TV series about Superman's grandfather? Sci-Fi is in the process of doing a prequel called Krypton about the planet where little Kal-El, is that his name, was born.
Khalil,
thank you, okay, was born before he was sent to Earth on a spaceship and named Superman. The network says that the series follows the Man of Steel's grandfather as he brings hope and equality to Krypton, turning the planet that was in disarray into one worthy of giving birth to Superman. So there you go. His name was Jor-El. So.
Jor-El.
Okay, thanks. I'll just defer to you on all the Superman
nerd
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, no, sir.
No.
Geek.
Yeah.
No, sir.
The eagerly anticipated new Fox show from M. Night Shyamalan called Wayward Pines will premiere May the 14th. I don't know that I eagerly anticipate anything from him anymore.
Golly, that's
what
so
a disappointment!
Sad.
Yeah, the last two things he did were just worse than average, and so we'll see. But if you're interested, if you're an M. Night Shyamalan fan, then that'll be coming up in May, so you can look forward to that. In the meantime, the NBA does not want their players wearing the I Can't Breathe shirts. Have you heard about this?
Like LeBron James did.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, speaking of LeBron, he did a no-no. you know, the royal couple came to watch him play.
Yeah, he touched her.
He did. He put his arm around her. You can't be doing that. Even if you're LeBron James. Well, yeah, he
did. She cringe
care.
Like Angela Merkel?
Yeah.
Hey, Brassus Valley. It's Pete Laird with Harvey Warsprangers. Well, the holidays are here, and it seems like it's just one party after another. You know the drill. Cookies, cakes, and snacks that you've never even heard of. I don't know about you, but I get to the point where I want a great burger and some homemade fries. That's the time you need to escape to Harvey Warsprangers and enjoy one of our gourmet burgers. Once you take that first bite, that soft, warm sourdough bun, that melted cheddar cheese over that perfect burger patty, life seems almost normal again. Take one of those fresh-cut Idaho fries. Dip it in the ketchup. Now we're talking. Maybe take a sip of an ice-cold Texas craft beer. My goodness, all those cocktail wieners are beginning to be just a distant memory. Now instead of walking around the mall looking for ideas, share your love of Harvey's with a Harvey's gift card. They can use it for any of our laundry services, our full-service dry cleaning, or enjoy a great made-from-scratch meal. The things they can enjoy with it are truly unique, just like Harvey Warsprangers. Harvey's for the holidays. Now that's a great idea.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
News Talk 1620 WTAWK, right ahead of Bravo Brazos Valley. We need to finish this story because we started it earlier and Ben messed us up. He did. What it was is now it's no longer mom who has to remind you not to eat the Twinkie. A new vending machine uses facial recognition technology to deny would-be snackers from buying certain foods that don't fit their personal profile. The Loose X2 Touch TV vending machine can be programmed to identify users and remember their snack preferences. See, I guess this works in an office space as opposed to like a bus station or wherever. Anyway, so as a result, it has their preferences, even accessing their age, medical records, and vending. Medical records?
No, sir.
God. We got a HIPAA machine now? I mean, you know, wow. Vending machine histories. HIPAA is that thing that keeps them from being able to get your medical history. If the user's user snack choice doesn't fit the profile, then the machine will not dispense the item.
Okay, I don't know about HIPAA and user preferences and all that, but I could save them $1,000.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's $10. You can get it from a department store. It's called a scale. Just wire it to that and don't bend it.
Metropolitan Opera star Emily Pulley joins conductor Marcello Busicchi and the Brazos Valley Symphony Brass as they present the joyous sounds of the holiday season on Sunday, December 14th at 5 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church. The concert also features organist James Faith, the Sanctuary Choir of Christ United Methodist Church, and the College Station High School Varsity Girls Choir. Tickets are available online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley. Something different going on this weekend. How about a biker rally and benefit? To tell me a little more, here's Tiffany Danina.
We're like a biker crew. We're called Life Behind Bars. And one of our fellow bikers, Zachary, he's been in and out of the hospital for like the past year, trying to figure out what's wrong with him. And with the holidays coming up, it's really hard. Medical bills are starting to add up. He'll go to work, but then sometimes, you know, he starts feeling bad, and then the meds don't work, and then he has to go back to the emergency room. So it's just really hard for him and his wife, and they have 3 kids. He wanted to sell his bike. And when he wanted to sell his bike, we all decided to come together and was like, no, you can't sell your bike. So we are hosting a benefit for him in College Station at the Beer Joint on Highway 30. We'll be selling barbecue plates for $8. And then also, too, if you want to join the bike ride, they'll be going, it's $20 per person, $25 for a couple. And we'll also be having a raffle, live auction, 50-50 drawing, and also bingo. All this is going to start at 12, and it will be going on till basically all night until we run out of food. If you just want to donate money, that's fine too. Everything will just go to Zach and his family. We're just trying to help them out for the holidays and help out with medical expenses.
And you mentioned an auction. Do you have any idea of the items
or some of the items that will be in that?
Yes. Actually, I just got word that Ashley Furniture is donating a recliner that is valued for about $500. And then also, too, a friend had donated is donating a $500 gift card to Harley Davidson. And Harley Davidson is also donating apparel. And we're waiting on a few more other ones. And then also, I think we may be also doing briskets, too. If we have extra briskets and stuff, we may be auctioning off those.
And do y'all have a Facebook group or any place I can send people for more information?
Yes, it's underneath benefit, a benefit for Zach Reese.
Just a great day to come on out and get barbecue for a good cause. That's this Saturday starting at noon at the Beer Joint. For more information on this bike rally and benefit, you can also visit BrazosLife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well at royaltypecans.com, where you can order pecans, pies, breads, corporate gifts, and more. Don't forget, the gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. As far as the weather is concerned today, it's going to be all right. The winds are going to come out of the southeast, so it's going to be 61, but it'll feel a little bit different, and which is really a slight bit cooler than it was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, as far as the rest of the week is concerned, we do have a slight chance of showers, 30% tonight and tomorrow. And then after that, it's out of the forecast. We're looking at 70 for a high on Friday. Saturday is 71, and Sunday is 71. With a 40% chance of showers back in there. We're at 45 right now. Ugly Christmas sweater parties. Not cool anymore. Apparently, the ugly holiday trend peaked last year when American retailers discovered that people would pay big bucks to get the worst sweaters out there. New York Magazine's The Cut says the fun combination of irony and nostalgia that came with finding a genuinely ugly sweater in a thrift shop or grandma's closet was a big commercial racket, or led to a big commercial racket. So that's where we are. Ugly NBA sweaters are selling for $65. Nordstrom's $30 make-your-own ugly sweater contest kits are out there as well. The lesson here, kids, if everybody's doing it, it's no longer a trend. Caller reminded me that LeBron James is actually called the King, you know, King James, so maybe he felt like he could go ahead and put his arm around.
That's entirely possible.
Could or he may not even know or care. That too. We'll wait till Patrick gets back. We have geekism for him when he gets here. Mike Jeffries was the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch. He's the guy who a few months ago said, our clothes are not for everybody. A lot of people don't belong in our clothes, and they can't. Are we exclusionary? Absolutely. Those companies that are in trouble are trying to target everybody, young, old, fat, skinny, but then you become totally vanilla. You don't alienate anybody, but you don't excite anybody either. That was his quote. He's gone. Oh, and by the way, their stock jumped 6% yesterday when he got kicked out the door. Amazon coming up with something. Made headlines yesterday by announcing it would begin a name your price feature that'll be called Make an Offer, which would allow customers to negotiate to buy select items at lower prices from various sellers on Amazon.com.